This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. You know the vocals on this one? From a St. Louisan, right?
Michael McDowell.
There you go. Yeah. He's got a star over there in, what is that, Dilmar?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
Along the Loop?
Yeah.
Yeah. You what? Should have a star over there.
Well, I'm afraid people stomp on it. I'd rather be incognito.
You're being incognito. Don't let people know you're still here.
No.
They're still around.
No.
Yeah, you know, being on the radio probably doesn't help, though.
No, it doesn't.
They go
well,
quickly figure
sometimes
out.
Sometimes they don't know what you look like.
I got you.
And so that, see, like you, everybody knows who you are.
You think so?
They see you. They recognize you. Hey, Art Holliday.
I get called him quite a bit. Okay, yeah. And now I'll get called Mike Claiborne from time to time.
I've had the Rennie thing grow by me a couple of times. And I take it with a compliment because you are the true Toastmaster. You are the best MC in
town,
period.
That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you.
And there's only been a couple of people I could say that about. Jack Buck was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Phillips does a nice job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Rennie Knott is like the gold standard when it comes to having someone MC your event. And don't let him get started on an auction.
I mean, like doing that one.
He has people who don't
I
have
enjoy
money
that one.
Trying to find borrow money so they can just bid on it just because they want to hear Rennie talk. So
well, hopefully
you be the man.
Your backing now, your endorsement is going to give me some more gigs.
With a percentage.
So, with a percentage.
Yeah, there you go.
We hit at the truth now.
No, you know what you have to do? No, your next venture is you have to MC the Nelly Black and White Ball.
Oh, yeah. You know,
you have to do that this year.
I was there that Sunday night. I couldn't stay because I couldn't stay awake. I was so tired after doing interviews and things like that.
We're going to get you a good night's rest the night before so you can do that next year.
And then wait till Mrs. Knott is out of town, so she's not expecting me to be home at a certain hour. She doesn't like to do those things with me. She used to. And I believe the last time she went out.
Or something? Or
no, she's just, it's the whole dressing up and something to wear. I have nothing to wear. It's that. Because, for us, we just throw on a black suit.
And
we're out
we
the
go.
Door.
Yeah.
We're going. We're going.
And I've learned that women who go to those sort of events, if it's not completely perfect, mm-hmm. then it's a failure. And I always think, hey, you look, you can wear that again. Don't worry. Nobody's going to pay it.
You cannot wear them again, Mike.
No,
little did you know,
that.
You cannot wear them again. One time, it's like the wedding dress. One time. And even if they remarry, it's got to be a different dress because the old one's got bad memories.
I've never been remarried, so I'm just going to go by the first one, the first wedding dress. See, I'm going to stay out of trouble on this.
But
I know what you mean. There's something, and maybe guys can call us and tell us why their significant is anal about attire when it mm-hmm. comes to those sort of events. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be seen in it twice. They don't want to they don't really want to tell anybody what they're wearing because they may run into somebody who's wearing the same thing.
Right.
It has to fit perfectly because, a pound here or an inch there and all of a sudden.
Oh, and by the way, not only that, they got to look better than the guy they're with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
A little advice for the guys out there. Don't try to upstage the woman.
Play for second place. Okay?
Exactly.
Do not be afraid to wear the silver medal when you go out with your significant. Is that
so
fair?
So true. So true.
Because if you upstage them.
Yeah, you just will keep on going.
It's the quietest car ride home you'll ever have. There's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. But there will be some glares and some looks.
I have that all the time.
We got a guy on the line right now who has done his share of being out on the circuit as far as going to all the different events when it comes to the world of sports. It would be the one and only Jim Thomas. Jim, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Before we say hello to Jim Thomas, when I talk about the NFL, if Jim Thomas is not in the National Football Hall of Fame's writer's wing, there's something wrong with the National Football Writers Association.
I would have to agree with you on that.
For a person who's covered a move, another move, mm-hmm. the worst team in the league, mm-hmm. a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. What has he not done that warrants him not being in the Hall of Fame?
Let's ask him. Jim, what have you not done?
Who'd you piss off
to get you into the Hall of Fame?
What is Cam Wex doing? Running not in my playbook. Hide the women and children. What? Heckle and Jekyll. Remember that? No. They were
we are truly your magpies. Yes, we are.
Yeah. So what's the temperature there in St. Louis?
Jim, you
zero.
Know what? It would be the reason why we would have to have a dome if you wanted me to go to a game. Let's just put it that way.
I am looking at the Pacific Ocean in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Oh, my.
The second of my three sons is getting married. It's his second marriage. I hope this one takes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
okay.
Very nice. But I couldn't say no to Rennie and Mike, so here I am.
We appreciate you. And you've got a view.
Yeah. Well, so, we appreciate you tearing yourself away from such
there you
a
go.
Scenic view.
Wow.
Yeah, they got some Dos Equis chilled out for me after this interview. So it's all good.
The sooner the better for you.
The sooner
I'm
the
sure.
better.
Yeah, you,
you may have heard about the news already today concerning the Battlehawks and Ricky Prohl. Well, of course, you know, part of the greatest show on turf now taking over as head coach for the Battlehawks. When you think about this, what makes, in your opinion, Ricky a fit for this particular position?
Well, obviously one of the greatest catchers really in playoff history by any team, but
yes.
certainly in St. Louis history. I think it's a fantastic move. I see on social media some fans, and not necessarily St. Louis fans, but around the league, got no head coaching experience. Anthony Beck had no head coaching experience. I mean, he did a fine job. Plus, Ricky Prohl has actually more coaching experience coming into this than Anthony Beck did. Ricky Prohl was an assistant for about 5 years.
He was a position coach, yeah.
With Carolina, and then coached for Beck with the Battlehawks here a couple years ago. I just think it's a great hire. Fellas, I can remember back in the day in Macomb, just about any time in the evening, walked into the Red Ox restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And walked to the back bar, you'd see Messieurs Ricky Prohl, Grant Wistrom, and Jeff Scanina.
Yeah, I remember those there, days. So. Hey, but you know what, though, Jim, one of the coolest things about Ricky Prohl, to me, was one of the great glue guys of this football team, where there wasn't a corner of that locker room he couldn't hang out in and be part of. I thought he was just the quintessential teammate that everybody pulled for. And as you mentioned, that catch that he made, I know we always talk about the Isaac Bruce catch, but that catch he made was the most difficult catch at the most difficult time in the history of St. Louis professional football.
Well, he's got Brian Kelly, the defensive back for Tampa Bay, tugging on him. Should have been pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, he had the ball kind of pinned to his hip as he's coming down. And then he's got to keep his feet in bounds. All that was going on in the span of, what, about a half a second, 2 seconds? Mm-hmm. And, fantastic catch. Hopefully, they'll put up the sign, which they had up there for years afterwards. That corner of the end zone, Prohl's place. Hopefully, they'll revive that for the Battlehawks. But, it was a great catch, and your point is well taken. Ricky Prohl was a quintessential teammate. He did whatever it took. You know, that 99 season, he didn't get the ball a lot. Akeem was really the third receiver. As a matter of fact, some people may not realize this or have forgotten it. That touchdown catch of his, at that time, the Rams had it was like 72, 73 touchdowns scored in that season, you know, the greatest show on turf. That was his first catch of the season, and it's his one and only catch. So
wow.
It was just a dramatic moment. My 12-year-old son at the time, not the one that's getting married, but my oldest son, he was in the stands that day with my wife. We were charter PSL holders, and he's crying up there. He's thinking the Rams are going to lose. And then, what was it, 6-5? Like a baseball score, 6-5, Prohl makes the catch. Just a magical moment. I remember that was such a physical game.
Yeah.
I remember Middleton. You remember him, the guard?
Oh,
That there were some scuffles at the end of the game. And Middleton, I'm leaving the locker room. My interviews are done. I'm going upstairs to write my story. Middleton's outside the locker. He's looking for more trouble. He was looking for Rams to yell at him, I guess, throw punches with. Those were great times. And I remember it well. We all do.
That you know what? You touched on something. That might have been the most physical football game I've ever seen in St. Louis, because Tampa was tough on both sides of the ball. They had some guys on that team. When I think about Simeon Rice and some other good players that they had, they were as rugged as any team I've ever seen. And the Rams, who were considered maybe a little soft because they were scoring it well.
They were called a finesse team.
Exactly. But you know what? We saw some guys in Ram uniforms get a hump in their back on that day as well. But as I think back on that game, there was not much left to be given on the field because they just literally beat the tar out of each other.
Oh, my gosh. And the Rams, they could win a game like that. That Tampa defense was unbelievable. That
yeah, was Herm Edwards was a defensive coordinator.
Known as the Tampa 2 defense with Tony Dungy. And I want to tell you, Mike Martz to this day will say that was the one defense he had the hardest time figuring out how to attack it. And you would think you'd be able to run the ball on them because
they
played the 2 deep, hence the name Tampa 2, but he's just those cornerbacks on run support and so aggressive. It was just he didn't know how to attack it.
Well, I'm happy for Ricky Prohl. Again, just a great player. Great individual, and I'm excited to see him take this thing on. But, Jim, you brought back some great memories. But I don't want to just start with football. Let's talk some hockey because you are now a noted author. You released a book earlier this year that talks about the St. Louis Blues and their run.
Yeah, when I was retiring, which is a little over 2 years ago, I was approached by Brian Books, a publishing firm out of Chicago, about writing. And, you know, there have been some very
I think Jim is breaking up there.
At Port of our outer line is not what it used to be.
Go ahead.
Better, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was excited about writing a history of the Blues. And since I was just retiring, I knew I had time. So it's been a lot of fun. Had so many book signings before Christmas. We won't have so many now, but met some just some of these Blues fans that were season ticket holders in the first season, or maybe their dads or moms were season ticket holders, and they sat on their laps at those games and what the franchise means to them. And also saw some of these signings, saw some old friends that maybe I hadn't seen in 10, 15, 20 years. So it was a lot of fun. The last book I sold at one of the last book signings was at a Blues game. Now, the Blues were gracious enough to set me up on the concourse there, and the very last guy, there was the Rangers game, the overtime loss, and he and his son were wearing Rangers gear, and he said he wanted to learn about the history of the Blues. He was from the Ukraine, and he said he and his son were, and his son looked like maybe 10, 11 years old, they were trying to go to every NHL town to see what the
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think we lost him again. It sounds like a fascinating story, though, with this father and son from Ukraine traveling around the USA, going to all the different hockey venues out there. And, you know, I look at my own personal career as a sports anchor, and I sit here and think, gosh, how many of these places have you been? You've been to a lot of them,
yeah,
but not the hockey ones. You know, unless there was an NBA, maybe I went there for an NBA game or NCAA tournament game. But that's a fascinating trip. And I know a lot of folks who've gone around and done the baseball journeys, where they've gone to each and every baseball stadium in America.
I think the only venue I have not been to, I haven't been to the one in Seattle where the Kraken play, and I haven't been to Utah yet. But for the other major sports, I think I've been to all of them now. And some of them twice. I'm old enough to go to some cities, and they've had new stadiums and new arenas built. So, yeah. But it is a really cool thing if you can pull it off.
If you could pull it off. The only thing about it is, are you pulling it off as a person covering sports, so you get it for free, or do you have to go around?
Is there another way to do it? If I had to pay,
pretty expensive trip.
And you know, let me ask you this: and you were in the sports business,
yes.
When you retire from this industry, do you ever think you'll go to another game in person, where you get yourself a couple of seats and you buy a couple of tickets?
It's interesting you ask that, because I was just thinking about it the other day. How many times we've been to a Cardinals game? Didn't go last year to a Cardinals game. Got to go back 2 years. I only went to one.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a Blue game, Blues, got to go back 3 years for a Blues game. It's just that I'd never think about it, and one of the hardest things for me to do is to stay up and to stay awake. We're going to take a quick break. We come around to the other side. I think we got a little bit more time with Jim if he's there. Hopefully he's got a better cell signal down there in Mexico. You know,
rubbing it in, trying to catch up.
No cell service. Exactly. So there you go. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show alongside Rennie Knott. I've got Mike Claiborne across the way. You're listening to Game OX. Speaking of memories here on Game OX, we are making memories right now with the one and only Jim Thomas, as he recounts what's going on in his life now, as he has just released a book that talks all about the St. Louis Blues and that magical run for the Stanley Cup. And Jim, before you lost your cell service down there in Mexico, you were telling us about this father and son from the Ukraine that's going around the U.S. taking in all the hockey venues.
Yeah. And I heard you guys talking afterwards. I did that for a while. Baseball. I think we are a great adventure. So much, and memories for the kids. They have the old Tiger Stadium, run the bases day. So my kids out there run the bases, and I forget which one it was, Tim or John, but they put in their pocket from the field there at Tiger Stadium, and I think they still have it. They put in a little plastic, and they got a little souvenir.
Okay. All right. Well, for some reason, Jim, your phone is still breaking up from down there. So I'm going to...
So go have one on us.
Yeah, we're going to let you go. Hit the Dos Equis.
Well, sorry for having
No, you've been great. You've been great.
To talk to you guys.
You're going to have another difficulty after that third one, so don't worry. That'll be child's play compared
don't lose
to what you're dealing with now.
Don't lose your phone. Oh, by the way, when you're back up here in the States, we'll be sure to do something with you. That way we know all the connections will work out just fine.
Here and try to stay out of trouble.
We'll try.
Too late.
No promises. We'll try.
Too late.
Jim, thank you so much. Tell your son we said congratulations and enjoy the family down there in Mexico.
Thank you, fellas.
listen to Jim Thomas there. It's too bad we couldn't get a good connection.
Jim's enjoying himself because he doesn't have to pay for a wedding.
Well, I mean, he's retired.
Yeah.
He's kicking
now,
it.
Have
he's
you
at the beach.
To pay for your daughter's wedding?
That's already happened.
Oh, she's already married?
Oh, yeah. Second year now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... She got married at the Stone House out there in St. Charles. Beautiful venue.
Good for you.
She was low-key. She's not an over-the-top type of person. Mm-hmm. Now, her dress was not cheap.
I've never seen a cheap one.
I'm going to tell you something. The fittings are expensive,
really?
Let alone the dress itself. So it was quite the adventure. I'm glad that I don't have to pay for the son.
I have two daughters, and I've expressed to them that, you know, we have a family tradition.
Mm.
Their mother and I pay for our own wedding.
Okay.
Like to maintain that.
Yes, good move. Good move.
And if they don't find someone that they want to marry soon, I'm going to spend that money.
Oh, nice move.
Yeah.
Nice move.
So they've kind of been put on notice.
See, I think if I'm a kid today, aside from the memories, and maybe this is a guy thinking and not the woman, the bride, because it's a big deal for the bride. But I would go ahead and elope.
Yeah. Me too.
And then go, hey, whatever you're going to spend on us, why don't you just give us the money for a down payment on a house?
Yeah, exactly. Something.
You know, so we can start our lives with some type of equity.
You know what? I would agree. I think that's a great way to look at it.
I didn't do that, though.
But, well, you can do it to my kids. Tell you what, you can do it to my kids and see if it works. Because, you know, they don't listen to the parents.
Well,
they listen to other people.
No. Hopefully they're listening to this.
Well, Uncle Rennie said.
And they're going,
you know,
that's a great idea.
Exactly. So let's go. I'll let you spring that on them and see what happens. Because obviously my lingo's not working.
Most of the time, kids don't really listen to the parents as much as they listen
to
friends
and
family members and coaches and things like that.
From another planet with three eyes in the middle of your head, and they would think, whoa, that's really cool. I'm going to pay attention to what they have to say.
But I think one of the things that Jim was talking about was having the times with his kids up at Tiger Stadium, I believe is where he was talking. And I trace back to the times where Easton and I had opportunities to go to games together. And those are memories that do indeed last a lifetime because it's that true father-son bonding experience. And one of the games we attended was a Thanksgiving Day game down in Dallas between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. And we had great seats, cost us $25 a piece, but we were down low, got to watch the whole thing. I was actually credentialed for the media. So he got to go with me and cover the locker room, too. And it's one of those experiences that you're never going to forget.
I won't forget it. My daughter's first games. First game my first daughter went to, Cincinnati was playing the Cardinals, and David Justice was on Cincinnati Reds.
Oh.
So I knew DJ. Yeah. And so he had just recently was divorced from Halle Berry. And so I said, Taylor, this is Mr. Justice. And he's, hey, Taylor, how are you? And her first question is, why aren't you married to Halle Berry anymore?
Woo, woo. She should have gone right into a media
job. She just went
right there.
You know, and I'm looking at her like ixnay. And so DJ had heard it enough in the past, so he kind of laughed it off.
Okay.
Second game, or the first game my other daughter went to, it was Memorial Day. Cardinals were playing the Houston Astros. And Chris Carpenter and the first baseman, I want to say Carlos May, they start chirping on the ground. You know how Carp was.
Oh, yeah.
And they start, and both benches empty.
Ooh.
And so my daughter was like, oh, this is really cool. Now, when are they going to do this again? She thought that was part of the routine of baseball.
She will learn.
So those are the two moments that I had with my kids. One kid just literally threw me under the bus. Asking a question that she had no business asking. And the other one obviously didn't know that three strikes doesn't mean three times the teams come out and fight, you know. So
sounds to me
I had
like,
to teach them the game on the way home and have another conversation.
Sounds like those kids were early editions of TMZ.
Yes.
They both were looking for controversies out there in the field of play.
Had no idea about what the score meant or anything like that. They were just there for all the other antics to take place around the game. Yeah.
Great story, though. Great story.
Yeah, they don't like me telling
rest
that
your
story.
Life. Well,
that's what I remember.
So that's back-to-back stories they don't like. Me saying
it's three of them because remember I told them they're going to have to find a way to pay for their own wedding, too. So.
Wow. Well, we got to change subjects and go into something else so we don't get in trouble. We're going to take a break.
We're already in trouble, so
we're going to take a break right
stay
now.
On the roll, man.
On the other side of this timeout, we're going to hook up with Bernie Miklas to talk some more sports and see where St. Louis is on his map for the future. Will there be a championship with one of our teams in 2026? Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show here on Cable X. Rennie Knott sitting in alongside Mike Claiborne. And, of course, Kyle is running the board on the other side. It's been a fascinating nearly 2 hours now. I've enjoyed it. We've talked about quite a few different things. Most of it centered around the world of sports because that's where you and I cut our teeth.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we're as versatile as anyone. And our next guest, I would put him in this category where he's made a living in doing sports. But if you get with him about just about anything else in the world, I'm going to listen to what Bernie Miklas has to say because he pays attention. And he's one of my favorites. He and I are maybe the last of the Mohegans here in St. Louis when it comes to media. And it's always good to have him on. And we cross paths, but we never have a chance to sit down and chop it up like we used to.
Well,
so
chop.
I'm
going
to take advantage of it today. Bernie, how are you, sir?
Yeah, well, first of all, Godfather, thank you for the compliment. your praise means a lot. You know, my career's changed somewhat. And you and I had an agreement, you know, when we would have a sit down that you were the Don of the broadcast media. You know, you ran that shop.
No, you know,
I however was the Don of like the print. Online media. Yeah.
Now, I tell you, remember the day we were at the Chase Park Plaza, and this is when the Rams were being announced, and Bernie, myself, and Mike Bush was sitting on a couch. And somebody just said they're the three godfathers of the three families of St. Louis, and we still to this day about that. And man, we've had some laughs and we've had a lot of fun here in St. Louis over the years. And I'm just glad you're still with us and just making so much of a contribution digitally now and just having fun reading and listening to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. You know, I like to stay busy. Work still matters a lot to me, and you know, working for Camo X, working for Dave Green at STL Sports Central, it's been ideal, you know, at this stage of my career because it keeps me really busy. It keeps me really involved. And I'll be honest with you, man, I'm going to be 67 in February. And I'm not all hunched over and, you know, asking Mrs. Bernie, to feed me or whatever, you know, I'm still okay. But, this stuff keeps me young, though. The work keeps my mind engaged and locked in and active, and it's actually really good for me from that standpoint.
Okay. Hey, what in your opinion has changed the most in how things are covered and how you view things from the athlete and his responses now to even how the games are played and probably more coach speak that we hear now today compared to what we used to? What's the biggest changes you've seen?
I actually think the athletes are cool, man. I think they're great. I mean, yeah, they're entitled to be grouchy after some games. You know, they don't have to talk. But for the most part, you know, you got to cut them a little slack because they're human beings just like the rest of them. Sometimes we're just not in the mood. It's all right. As long as you're not, like, disrespectful to the people that are asking you questions, you can say, nah, I just don't feel like it today. I'm sorry. I hope you understand. It's just been a bad day. That's cool. What's changed so much, and the thing of it is, I'm going down like that grumpy old man, you know, yelling at the clouds, and I'm really not like that either. Because when I was fully engaged in social media, you know, at one point I had 150,000 followers on Twitter, and I was on there all the time. So I understand how the game is played now, but the difference now, and this bothers me, is that there's listen, man, I might be overstating it, but there seems to be a large population, a large percentage of sports fans who can only be bothered to care about something as long as it's, you know, 140, 150 characters or less. Mm. They don't have time to like read in-depth pieces or like sink themselves into like, you know, some maybe enlightened commentary or enlightened reporting. And maybe they'll find out a lot of stuff they didn't know. Now it's like, well, who can shout the most? And if you can't tell me what I need to know in one paragraph on X, well, then I don't have time for you. So something has been lost. And again, man, I'm totally cool with social media. I also recognize that the world changes, the culture changes, the media changes. I get all that. But I just don't, you know, someone like me, what I like to do, because I like to go in depth on stuff. I like to explain things. I like to provide facts and information. And that's the thing that at times makes me feel like I'm a dinosaur, even though I'm not. Because people need that quick hit, hot take, loud and vociferous. I'm going to show you that I'm tougher than anybody else on X. No, you're not. I'm the toughest one. Let me tell you this. And then boom. It's like people just can't actually, you know, have much of a conversation anymore. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of non-original ideas out there. And like you said, it's if I talk louder than you, then my idea is going to be the idea.
Right.
Now, see,
right.
I look at it differently now. When I look at media, especially sports media, they don't do what we used to do, which is be on the scene. Unless it's a home game, most times they're watching it on TV or getting a secondhand account of what happened. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, we traveled to the games. We went to the NCAA tournaments. We went to the championships. We went to the rivalry games and things like that. I miss that part of it because I think when you're in the house, you get a certain feel for the game. You get a certain feel for the audience. You get a certain feel for the players and the attitudes and the efforts that are being put out there.
But you know what? I see where you're going with this, but I'll tell you, that's changed because we don't have the access that we used to have. We don't have the relationship with the athlete and the coaches that we used to have. Now, I've been around a little bit longer, and you know, I've been able to develop that. But I think the generations behind me, they don't have that. Therefore, they're missing out on what the story should be.
Right. They just want the soundbite.
Yeah, and they want the soundbite. And here's the other thing, not accountable. They may pop off and say something and post something. And back in the day, and Bernie, you know this as well as anybody, if you wrote something or if I said something, the next day,
they found out.
I'm there. Because I'm sure we may disagree on it, but it won't be a situation where they have to look for me. Uh-huh. I'm there, and I'm not looking for a fight. But if we need to go there, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, man, I'm going to plead guilty. I'm going to be a phony. I don't go to the ballpark much anymore, but it isn't because I'm lazy or I want to stay away. It's just for one of the reasons that you invoked where, you know, you said the access is limited, and it turns out to be this big jam up for like 5 minutes. And, you know, everyone's shouting questions and a lot of the good questions never get asked because people don't have the opportunity to ask them. The beat writers do. You know, I miss the now I'll sound like an old fart, but I don't think I am. I miss the times where you could go into Whitey Herzog's office and sit there after a game for 45 minutes and just probe everything.
Yes.
Same with Tony La Russa. I would stay in that office asking him questions until 1 a.m. and he would explain everything. See, If I can't have that, you can call me spoiled. If I can't have that kind of access, I'm not interested.
You know,
I don't want to be. I don't think I'm better than anybody else, but nor do I want to give up my time. Like literally, where you're spending hours just to stand in a pack for 5-7 minutes and listen to, you know, questions, and it's just not worth my time.
And listen to the answers that you already know.
Yeah. Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, and I'll tell you something, you know, Ali Marmol is that guy that you're talking about. Where he will make himself available, and we'll sit there with him, and he'll even say, "What would you have done in that situation?" And he'll agree or disagree. But you know what? Talking the game, and I agree with you that there are a lot of times you just can't do it anymore because the questions that are being asked, you already know the answer to them because it's the same recycled questions. But Ali is a guy, and I understand Jim Montgomery's that same way. And I come to appreciate those guys who give you the time and just talk the game where, you know what, at least you have a better idea what took place because there's always something because they have so much more information than you and I that once they lay that on you, you can say, okay, I can see why you did it now. Mm-hmm. Maybe still don't agree with it, but I understand why you did it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we want.
Let me expand on something real quick because I don't want to give people the wrong impression that I'm totally disengaged. That's not it at all. If I got off the air right now and I texted Ali Marmol, you know, if I had something for him, he would get right back to me unless he's on vacation or something. I have a great relationship with Ali Marmol, even though at times I have been brutally tough on him, but he shakes it off. He has shown great maturity and class by keeping the line of communication open. And he tells me he's there if I need to ask him something about anything. And I do. Same with Dusty Blake. Same with the hitting coach. Same with Chaim Bloom. Same before that with John Mozeliak. If I got in touch with Bill DeWitt, right, 20 minutes from now, I would hear back from him. I don't want to name players, but I've always had a few players like that I can turn to if I really need to know something. So I'm engaged. And people are welcome to call me up or email me or text me or whatever to give me all kinds of hell if they think I screwed something up. And you know what? I won't say a word. Let them have their say. You know, if I screwed up, tell me about it.
Well, I would say this. You're more engaged than some of the people who are there every day. I'll just let it go.
I hope so, man.
In what I read and what I see and what I know about you and then seeing the other people and what they do, you're as engaged, if not more, than some of the people who are there every day.
And I have great respect for the people who are there every day. And look at our guy, Matt Pauley. That guy this is no shot at anybody else. That guy he may be tied for first, as LaRusso would say.
I agree.
For the hardest working guy ever seen in this business. First. He's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Bertie.
This year
we had a writer, we were in the dugout doing spring training, and the writer told Ali, he said, "Hey, this is my last day here." And so Ali says, "Are you going to take anybody else with you?" And so everybody was laughing. He said, "Yeah, I'm going to take Paulie with me." Ali says, "No, Paulie stays. Paulie's the one that can stay. Everybody else is up for grabs right now." So
you're right, Bernie,
what Matt Pauley has done. And it's certainly out of respect. I mean, I work with him and I love working with him. He puts a lot of work in and the respect certainly comes threefold when you hear him after Cardinal games and how objective he is and what a fair light he tries to put on things.
I got to take a break real quick, Bernie.
Sure.
I'm new at this whole thing with radio.
That's all right, man.
And so I don't know how far it's supposed to go at break, but I do have to take a break because Kyle has given me the eye. If you know what that means.
He's giving you the stink eye.
We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. More with Bernie Nicholas. And Bernie, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it ready.
All right, come on now. Give me your best Michael McDonald.
Man, that is a great question. He does a taking it to the streets.
Okay, I like that one.
It's almost like a gospel version.
Yeah. He had a lot of soul.
I roll this one out, and somebody can disagree with me. I think Michael McDonald's one of the five greatest living soul singers left.
Ooh. I'd have to see who's all in the running.
Because, you know, there are certain people who think they are that aren't.
Okay.
And I'll give you a good example. John Legend. He thinks he's a ballad singer, but he's not a soul singer.
All right. Okay. I mean, I like him.
So you know what? Maybe our listeners can.
Bernie
can
is still
jump
on the
in.
Line with us, so Bernie, I'll ask
and,
you.
And by the way, Bernie knows music as
okay,
well as anything.
That's what I was going to ask him.
So, Bernie, I'll roll that
weigh
one out.
Weigh in on
you.
This one.
What's the question? Because I was texting somebody. Listen to y'all.
I said that I think Michael McDonald is one of the five greatest living soul singers left. Now, I'm going to exclude Smokey Robinson because he's in a category of his own.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear as many great soul singers as we heard 10, 15 years ago. So I don't know if there's somebody
it's
that
come
jumps
from
out.
Somewhere. The soul's got to come from somewhere.
Exactly. I don't know who's out there anymore.
Well, I agree with you, you know, because, my gosh, I don't even know how to explain it without sounding stupid. But when, you know, Michael McDonald was starting out, and then especially when, you know, he dived in with the Doobie Brothers and kind of took that thing over, you know, you would expect him to have a pretty large following, kind of a mainstream following. And frankly, I'm going to say it, even though I probably shouldn't say it, you know, basically he would draw an audience that was primarily Caucasian, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just sit back and watch his career, and I watch his fans, and I watch the intense interest in his career. And he's got a fan base that has got everybody. I mean, if you go to a show, and I've been to a couple, you'll see as many blacks as whites and whatever.
Yeah.
Men and women, whatever. I mean, he appeals to all races, all backgrounds, all genders.
Age groups too.
His crossover appeal is amazing. And, you know, watching a couple of documentaries and stuff, it made me laugh because he just he just gets women to swoon. And I'm not just talking about the white girls, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's amazing. His popularity. It really is.
Yeah.
What a class guy, from all indications. What a class guy.
True. Well, Bernie, we got to go to break right now because that was a short one there. But can you tell us something about Saliga, please?
I will. My pleasure. Great being with you guys. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been with us in St. Louis since 1927. Four generations of Saligas, Dan Saliga being the fourth, the owner and the operator of this proud family business. They've been taking care of generations of St. Louisans since 1927. And really, what else do you need me to say? I say that in jest because I do want to tell you how great they are, because we've been calling Saliga for the last 18 years. But when your family has continuously owned the business for 100 years, and you're still serving new and new and new and new people all the time in our community, doesn't that pass every test there is? Seriously, because businesses come and go. This one stays and gets stronger and stronger and stronger. What we love about them is their honesty. They're never going to try to hustle you, talk you into something that you don't need, and so on and so forth. They'll always be straight with you. They'll always look to save you money, and you can count on trustworthy service and prompt service and all the knowledge that comes with it. So if you want to find out more, including their Priority Club, a maintenance plan that's going to save you money, just check out everything there at SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.